Hi, this is Megan Taylor, Director of Content and Research at the International Bunch. Today on our blog, we're talking about the role of sensitivity readers in academic publishing. Inclusivity and diversity are at the heart of a thriving academic research community. In this industry, we see institutions, publishers, and researchers constantly striving for more inclusive practices every day. One outcome of this has been the growth of the sensitivity reader role within the publishing ecosystem. So how does sensitivity reading impact inclusivity and diversity in research? Sensitivity readers are individuals who are experienced in identifying and addressing issues of bias, stereotypes, and other harmful representations in text. They help authors and publishers to ensure that their work is inclusive and respectful of all audiences. There are many reasons why authors and publishers might choose to use sensitivity readers in academic publishing. Some of these reasons include avoiding stereotypes and bias, improving accuracy, and increasing awareness. The benefits of using sensitivity readers include improved accuracy and authenticity. Sensitivity readers can help to ensure that the text is accurate and authentic by providing feedback on cultural and linguistic nuances. This is particularly important for work that deals with marginalised or underrepresented groups. For example, a sensitivity reader who is familiar with the experiences of people with different abilities can help an author to avoid perpetuating stereotypes or making inaccurate statements about different abilities. Increased diversity and inclusion. Working with a sensitivity reader can also help to increase diversity and inclusion in academic publishing by providing feedback on the representation of marginalised groups in text. For example, a sensitivity reader who is a member of a minority group can help an author to ensure that the characters and experiences of that group are portrayed accurately and respectfully. Reduced risk of backlash. Another benefit of working with a sensitivity reader is the reduced risk of backlash from readers negatively affected by the text. This can help to protect authors and publishers from legal action or damage to their reputation. For example, a sensitivity reader can help an author to identify and remove stereotypes or offensive language from their work. There are some challenges to using sensitivity readers. Finding the right sensitivity reader can be difficult. It's important to find one who is familiar with the topic of work and who has the expertise to identify and address issues of bias and representation. This can be difficult as there is no one-size-fits-all approach to sensitivity reading. Some factors you might want to consider would include the topic of the work and the expertise of the sensitivity reader. So do they have experience working with the marginalised groups and are they able to provide feedback that is respectful and constructive? Accepting feedback from a sensitivity reader can also sometimes be tricky, as authors may not always agree with the feedback. It is understandable that authors have a personal connection to their work and be protective of it. However, it's really important to be open to feedback and to be willing to make changes to the work where necessary. The feedback from a sensitivity reader can be valuable in helping to ensure that the work is accurate, authentic, and inclusive. So being open to that feedback means that authors can improve the quality of their work and make it more accessible. Our top tips when accepting feedback from a sensitivity reader include listening with an open mind, considering the feedback carefully, asking questions if you're not sure you understand the feedback, being willing to make changes to the work, and thanking the sensitivity reader for their feedback. Sensitivity readers can play a really important role in ensuring that academic publishing is inclusive and respectful of all audiences. By using sensitivity readers, authors and publishers can help to create work that is accurate, authentic, diverse. I hope this blog post was helpful. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you for listening.